Hey, welcome to Therapy Sessions, the podcast where we turn up the volume on mental health conversations. It's all powered by Happy Jack Entertainment, a pioneering entertainment company that uses music and media to champion mental health. Now, each episode features conscious conversations with guests who share their personal experiences with mental health challenges and the strategies they use to manage them. This podcast right here is your sanctuary for meaningful dialogues that inspire change. So join us for captivating interviews, eye-opening discussions, and a community that is committed to breaking stigmas and fostering a more inclusive world. What's up? I'm your host, Maxwell. So all you got to do is tune in to Therapy Sessions and be a part of the movement that's making mental health a conversation we can all be a part of.
Started getting really sad. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, man, I'm not making great music. I don't like the music I'm making.
You weren't connecting to it.
I wasn't connecting to it. And I was just like, damn, like, am I cut out for this?
Round of applause from in the room. The pod is starting, y'all. And Anissa, we met on the phone, but we manifested a bigger, a better, a stronger conversation in real life.
Yes.
And this is, it was so weird as we both kind of came into the room together, like thinking like, well, we know each other, but brought it up. This is the first time
we met in person. Like, I know. It feels like I've known you forever. Honestly, hearing your voice on the radio, first of all, growing up, and then also, you know, we spoke. Ron, when I was doing American Song Contest, we did a little interview on the phone, and it's first time in person.
This is better. This is better because we established that friendship. We knew a little bit about who we were, but this is where we can dive, you know, deeper into exactly what makes your heart happy. That's what Therapy Sessions is all about. Explaining the behind the scenes of the songs.
And it's important to talk about these things because they're not talked about a lot.
100%.
People see the finished product, but they don't know what goes behind
it. Let's start here first off. No, how's your heart health? How are you feeling? You know what I'm saying? Are you smiling inside and outside, obviously, too?
I'm smiling inside and outside. I'm in a good place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and, you know, the career of an artist is always ups and downs. So some days you're not smiling and some days you are smiling from ear to ear. But at this moment right now in my life, I'm in a really good place. I'm really happy with my career, my personal life, my health, my mental health. Everything's been really well. Thank God.
How cool is it to be in that space and to create while you're in that space right now, while you know that you're really there feeling, you know, like a very awesome version of yourself. And that's the product that is coming out because of where you are, both, you know, in your heart and in your mind. Like, what does that feel like for you?
It feels good. It makes me feel confident. Like, I'm in a good, confident place. And when I'm confident, then I can create the best things. I know some people, when they're, you know, in a deep, sad place, that's sometimes where they make the best music. And sometimes great songs do come out of that. But for me, it's more of a, like, when I'm in a great state of mind and I'm happy, that's usually when, and confidence, when the best songs come out of me. That's when my biggest song, like, came out, so.
Talk about it. Come on now. Like, what was the
actually,
confidence?
You know what the funny thing? So I have this song called Count My Blessings.
Yep.
Yeah. And it is like...
Oh, by the way, I don't know what camera we're looking in the room here. We were going to get into that deeper into the conversation, but let's just go ahead and let's go there and talk about counting your blessings in this song in particular. Come on now.
Actually, you know, it's crazy. The day that I was making that song, I remember I woke up in the morning. It was my first trip to LA, like my first writing trip. I had just got signed.
Okay.
It was my first writing trip out in LA. I've never been to LA before, you know, for writing.
Yeah.
And I really got to experience this quote unquote artist life, you know? So I'm in the studio. I'm working with different producers.
Folks
and different
you've never
people.
Seen before.
People, these are people I've never met.
Brand new.
This is my first time being out here for writing and music stuff. So I'm kind of like confident, right? In the beginning, I'm really confident. I'm really excited. But then, you know, you start getting a studio. You're trying to find your sound. Yeah. And, you know, you're making songs that maybe you don't like that much
for
in the beginning.
For sure.
I was there for 3 weeks. And then the first 2 weeks I was there, I started getting really sad. I'm not going to lie. I was like, man, I'm not making great music. I don't like the music I'm making.
You weren't connecting to it.
I wasn't connecting to it. And I was just like, damn, like, am I cut out for this, you know? And then it was funny because the morning I woke up, for some reason, literally right before my session, I was like, why am I so down right now? I was like, I'm so, like, why am I not looking at the positives? I am so blessed to be in the position I'm in. I'm doing music as a living, as a career.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, I'm literally in LA right now. While some people are like miserable in the world, I'm out here doing music. I'm like, the fact that this is my career, I'm flown out to LA to do what I love. I was like, why am I not counting my blessings?
Wow. And that was
like, and then I was like, all these songs these days are about either partying or like either partying and like going out songs or either super sad songs. But I don't have, like, I haven't heard anyone talk about, make a song about being grateful for what they have.
Whoa.
So then I literally that day I had a revelation in my head and I'm like, damn, let me be grateful for what I have. Let me count my blessings. And then literally it happened. And that's crazy. That ended up being my biggest song. You see, when I reflected and when I was grateful for what I was, you know, what I was given to me, that's when the best things happened.
So as we hang here, therapy sessions, you have been an advocate for mental health and making sure, again, going back to the beginning part of our conversation, I need to ask, what are some of the things that you do to make sure that you are having a heart that is healthy? What are some of the things that you do to maintain a level head at times when things get really crazy in your world?
I really need a routine. I'm not going to lie. As the years have gone by, I've started to see things that help me get in a better state of mind when I'm super stressed. I mean, the music industry will literally stress you out like crazy.
Yes.
Because there's no guarantee with the music industry. Every day is like a gamble at life.
Yeah.
So you gotta really, you know what I mean? You gotta really be strong and tough. But things like going to the gym.
Okay.
Honestly, that has been such a stress reliever for me. I need my walks.
Okay.
I need my good walks. And when I'm just feeling super stressed about things, I either go out with friends or I go out with my family. Wow. And then I also go shopping.
Okay.
So these are all these things.
I also
really
go shopping.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All these things. And then also my baths.
Okay.
My baths, when I have my, I know no one takes
baths. Is it candles?
Anymore.
I was going to say, is it candles? Is it Epsom salt? Is it like,
no,
you know what I'm saying? You're soaking in it.
Special.
It's another thing about baths. Any, no disrespect to anybody taking baths, but like after a day when I'm sweaty, the last thing I want to do is chill in a bath and get my own dirt on.
You know, but you know what?
Help me understand this.
You know what though? So like you're in a bath, right? But then you take a shower after. So you know what I mean? Yeah, it's no.
I get that. That
I think
makes
people
sense.
Think like by baths that I mean like I sit in my dirt and then get out. Like, no,
no,
I shower right after. But I need my like hour long of me just staying there, not thinking about anything, going through things in my head. And that's when I have like my true alone time. I'm a Pisces too. We're water babies.
Okay.
So we love the water.
That makes sense. Yo, that makes a lot of sense. The routine, what you're saying, and having a routine. That is very good of you to recognize that that's something that helps you. And when was it that you realized that you found out that that was something that would help you, not only just in your personal life, but probably lead to a more creative, Anissa? You know, songs come from those baths, I'm assuming. Or maybe just like, you know, trips hanging out with the homies, an experience that's going on when you're with your friends. When was it that you found that routine was something that can help you kind of
probably,
ease some of the anxiety?
To be honest, probably like last year.
Wow. All right. Yo, this is recent.
Yeah, this is, you learn things as you go along.
Yeah.
And some years are better than others. And this last year, I've been doing the daily walks. I've been doing the gym.
Okay.
I've been making sure I really dedicate time to hang out with friends and hear about their life. Because sometimes, you know, another thing about our mental health, we're so caught up with our head, like what's in our head, and we think our problems are the only things that exist. Another thing that helps you is realizing that, wait, other people have problems too, and it's not only you, you're not alone.
Yes.
So a lot of people are going through what you're going through. You're not the only one stressed out in life. You're not the only one going through something. So hearing other people's problems really puts things into perspective.
Are you, in your friend group, are you the one that is the moderator? Are you the one who is the healer? Are you the one who helps? Or are you the one that, you know, you're looking
listener.
For help from somebody else? Okay.
I'm the listener.
You're the listener.
I'm the listener. Me listening to other people's, like, problems and giving them that stuff and giving them advice, that stuff helps me.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I don't have to tell you about my issues for that to, like, heal me. Like, me talking to you, I'm talking about, I'm taking in things that I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, I should take my own advice right now. And it opens
it's
something
always
in my
that way, right? It's always that way.
Yeah.
Holy crap, dude. It's this realization of who you are as a woman, as a strong, independent woman. But also, like you're saying, just being willing to listen, to be there for your family and your friends, and to have them there for you as well. I guess the lead-in is to this question is, how therapeutic is it for you to, you know, have these moments? And again, how does it kind of translate into your music and making it a better product for yourself when you kind of got all that stuff out of the way and you're like, yeah, all right, you know, I'm in a good space. Are you finding that you're able to create better once you're in those spaces?
Yeah,
sounds like a dumb question,
sure.
But
no,
yeah.
No, that's not a dumb question at all. No, I think when I go into a session happy, my mind can travel a bit more, and
it's, okay.
It broadens my my musical palette.
Yeah.
As in, like, I can write about a bunch of different things. As if I'm sad and I'm super in like in a really down place, I could probably only write about the one thing that's bothering me.
That right there
me.
Is the one
and,
thing.
And sometimes it'll be the same issue bothering you a lot. And I don't want to write about the same thing all the time.
Thing. Yeah.
So
yeah.
When I'm happier, it broadens my musical palette, and I can just tap into different moods and make different kinds of songs. I don't always want to make a sad song.
Nah.
I love happy songs.
What were some of the hurdles that you had to overcome, you know, to find that confidence, to write, you know, honest music, to be your best self?
You know, I think it's honestly a thing of experience.
Okay.
I've been doing this for 8 years.
Yeah.
8 years now. It's funny because, you know, people watch a music video, they see the views. Yeah. People see your social media, they see, like, you know, success and all that, but they don't realize the
what
it took to get there.
Yes.
It took a lot to get here.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just I walked into the studio one day and I was able to write Count My Blessings. It was like, you know, like 6-7 years of writing shitty songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Songs that were not that great, to finally find myself as a songwriter, find myself as an artist. And, you know, now it's much easier, but that magic moment doesn't happen every time you step in the studio. That's something that people need to know too, you know?
I was gonna say, that's gotta be one of the weirdest things to have people maybe think or say or believe that it's an overnight success when there has been so much that has gone on behind the scenes, as you mentioned. To have that grind, that persistence, to stay hungry. Who do you attribute that characteristic to? Where did you find that? Was that just something that you always had in your body, or did you maybe have a mentor or someone who you looked up to or, I don't know, emulated, that you're like, yo, if they can do it, I can do it. Let me make sure that I
honestly
keep this flame lit.
I wish I had that. I wish I had a mentor in this industry kind of growing up. I really kind of didn't have that. I didn't really have any artist friends. I was really doing things solo,
yeah.
Not, you know, and, you know, seeing my parents come to this country with nothing and make something, make a life for us here.
Yeah.
That was just more motivation for me to make sure I make things happen and not wait on anybody to do it. I only had myself. People didn't believe in me in the beginning. It took many years. I was the underdog for a very, very long time. I had to fight for people to just even hear my voice. That's what I did covers in the beginning.
Yeah.
Just for people to hear that I could sing. And so I really had to
hustle my way. I got that on here.
We're
talking about your covers, girl.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm like slowly just like picking at
your
questions.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I should hide my paper. You know what I mean? Are you reading my paper here? But no,
yeah.
So you really had that belief in yourself. You you stayed hungry.
Yeah.
You have music that fans turn to make them feel a way, smile, laugh, you know, dance, maybe be in their emo, you know, stage. But I don't know, when you're trying to get yourself going, when you're looking for that bit of, man, I need something to, I don't know, just make me happy, make sure that my heart is beating at 128 beats per minute, maybe. But no, what are some of those songs, or maybe who are some of those artists that you turn to listen to their music that makes you makes your heart happy?
As of recently, I'll talk to you about like who I'm listening to recently.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of Rosalía, Bad Bunny.
Okay.
My always go-to idol in life, Rihanna.
Okay.
She's like, you know, even though she hasn't dropped music in a minute, all of her songs are my turn-up songs at all time. She's also like somebody I emulate as an artist, and just the way they have the approach to their career. Yes. It's something that I look up to. Who else? I mean, Coldplay, my all-time favorite band. Wow. I have a song for every single mood. I have a Coldplay song for every single mood.
I gotta show you.
And I met Chris Martin.
Chris Martin is one of the kindest hearted people.
And they are the best people ever. Their concert was the best day of my life. meeting them was an even crazier time.
Did he give you a love pin?
No.
I got one of the love pins.
Chris I told Martin him, though. I was like, listen, I got to open up for you on tour.
It's going to happen.
He said, yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Let's go. That is special. Now, to piggyback off of that question, how would it feel to know that there are people who listen to your music the same way that you listen to those people who you just named?
It's crazy. I think about that sometimes. Like, one time I met Bruno Mars, and I was kind of like fangirling inside. And when I met Chris Martin too, I was like, oh my God, I'm about to meet my favorite band of all time. I'm like, oh, I'm like starstruck. I'm like, damn, yo, people feel like this about me? That's so weird.
That's what you do.
Because, you know, I've had people cry when they met me, shake and like all that stuff. I'm like, I understand. I understand now.
Yeah. You know? It's safe to say that those are some of the people who you also look to for, you know, the strength in their music. You know, would it be, you know, safe to say, the Chris Martins of the world, the Rihannas, the Brunos, when it's like, you know, aside from just turning up and having a good time, but just the way that they carry themselves and the way that they present themselves through their music, that you look for inspiration from them as well in that regard?
Yeah, no, for sure. I always look for inspiration in a lot of these artists. Coldplay helped shape me as a writer, listening to their music all my life, even unconsciously, you know, listening to the lyrics and all that stuff growing up, that's like helped me become a better writer too. Listening to Rihanna's music and seeing how diverse she is makes me know I could be diverse too, you know? So as you grow up and you take these artists along with you, Amy Winehouse, Adele, all these artists, you realize taking pieces of what you listen to from them helps shape you into like the artist you are now.
You've been listening to Therapy Sessions powered by Happy Jack Entertainment. Make sure you're subscribing to our podcast to be alerted when our next episode drops and when we continue the conversation. Speaking of conversation, if you like what you've heard and want to help us grow, all you got to do is leave a review. And if you feel like you want to take action and join the movement, well, just make sure to tag us at Happy Jack Entertainment on Instagram and hashtag Therapy Sessions Pod so we can join in as well.